I'm Dana Erskine, and today in studio I still have Duncan McLean, the assistant director and overseer of the Gulf Coast State College Foundation. We've been talking about what the foundation does and who they are and the different opportunities that are offered here at Gulf Coast State College for students and incoming students. So talking about the scholarships, the application opened up December 1st. The deadline is March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So how many scholarships are available to students right now?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Dana. We have about over 350 endowments, and they produce over 750 scholarship opportunities. So I just want to let everybody know there's a lot of chances out there to receive a scholarship if you just apply. That's mm-hmm. the main thing. We're fortunate to live in a community where the donors have been very gracious and given us the opportunity to award these scholarships by donating money to the foundation. And like I said, 350 endowments is quite a lot. And from that, we have over 750, you know, scholarship spots. And we'll probably end up giving more than that. I think all told, we may give out about $1 million worth of scholarships.
That's awesome.
All to the students going to Gulf Coast. And we just want to make sure that everybody knows if you don't apply, you're not going to have a chance to, you know, receive one.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. You know, putting in the application, the only thing it takes from you at that point is just your time. And in the end, it will benefit you because, you know, you have all these scholarships available right now. Because my next question was going to be, what are some of the requirements for students for these scholarships?
Well, Dana, we try to keep the requirements as simple as we can. Mm-hmm. We want our students to have a 2.0 GPA or higher, and they have to be part of the Gulf Coast family. They have to be a student at Gulf Coast, which means they have applied to Gulf Coast, been accepted to Gulf Coast, have a student ID number and a Gulf Coast email. Once they have those, then they are eligible to apply for our scholarships. One of the main reasons why one of the main reasons why we require students is because the only way to access our applications is by going into the MyGCSC mm-hmm. portal. So if you're not a member of the Gulf Coast family, then you won't have access to that portal. So mm-hmm. the first thing is to make sure you're a student at Gulf Coast.
Okay. No, that's perfect. And that's probably what we'll talk a little bit about on our next break is, you know, if you're not a student quite yet, the first steps that you will need to mm-hmm. do before submitting your applications for the foundation. And then if you are a student and what those steps are, definitely. And I know one of the requirements is there's essay questions, right?
Yes, that's correct. Our application process to complete an application is fairly simple. We have some multiple choice questions, so we get to know you a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But there is one part where we ask two essay questions, and I just want to emphasize how important answering those essay questions are. And we may talk about that a little bit later. Or if you have any questions, you can always call our foundation office or go to our website. But I would emphasize the essay questions. They are very important. Other than that, it's a simple application to complete.
Absolutely, yeah. And if anyone wants information about that, where can they get that?
Well, the best place to go would be to our website at gcscfoundation.org. Just look at the top. There's a scholarship link. You'll have contact information in there. We've broken it up into little bits and pieces of information so we don't overwhelm you on one page. And it's a great way to get to know us a little bit better.
Okay, that's perfect. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what the steps are and how easy it is to apply here at Gulf Coast State College for the foundation scholarships. We're going to take a quick break, and here's your weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB here on The Mix.